From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is trying to win over Democratic lawmakers who are upset about the economic package hammered out by President Obama and congressional Republican leaders. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says the deal is a work in progress.
It's something that's not done yet. Let's make that clear. We're working through all this.
Reid says some Democrats are angry the president agreed to an extension of tax breaks and favorable inheritance tax provisions benefiting wealthy Americans. But Mr. Obama argues that what he got in return amounts to a second economic stimulus package with an array of tax breaks and benefits for middle-class Americans and the unemployed.
What this package does is provide an additional boost that is substantially more significant than I think most economic forecasters had expected.
But many Democratic lawmakers are still not convinced. Democratic leaders in the House are proposing to wrap all of the unfinished spending bills to fund the federal government into one catch-all measure that would freeze the budgets for most agencies at current levels through next September. The bill would also bar pet spending projects known as earmarks. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on a case testing an Arizona law that imposes harsh penalties on businesses that hire illegal immigrants. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports dozens of state and local governments have enacted similar laws.
The 2007 law, by broadly defining Arizona's licensing power, allows the state to put a company entirely out of business the second time the company knowingly hires an illegal immigrant in the state. The Chamber of Commerce, calling that the death penalty for business, contends that the state statute is preempted by the federal immigration law, which was enacted nearly a quarter century ago to establish a national immigration regimen. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Today marks the 30th anniversary of the death of John Lennon, who was shot and killed outside his apartment house in New York City. NPR's Margo Adler reports there will be gatherings worldwide today to mark that event.
In Liverpool, Lennon's home city, hundreds of people are expected to attend a vigil in his memory. Liverpool just ended a two-month tribute to Lennon, marking not only his death, but the 70th anniversary of his birth. In Reykjavik, Iceland, there is an Imagine Peace Tower that beams a sharp blue light high into the sky in the Beatles' memory. And here in New York, people will come as they have every year, with flowers, pictures, poems, and candles. They will sing Beatles songs into the night and create an altar in Strawberry Fields across from the Dakota at the place on the ground where there is a circular mosaic with the word Imagine.
Imagine all the people.
Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. At least 81 prison inmates are dead in Chile from a fire that broke out during a riot at the facility south of the capital city. More than 14 others were seriously injured. Police say the prison was jammed with nearly three times as many inmates as it was designed to have. A suicide bomber has killed at least 15 people in northwest Pakistan today. The bomber detonated a blast at a bus station in a busy market area. The explosion injured more than two dozen others. Most of the victims were on one bus. A spokesman for the Pakistan Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. Two NATO troops have been killed in fighting with insurgents in southern Afghanistan. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports NATO officials are not saying the nationalities of the two victims.
Their deaths bring the toll for international troops to at least 10 this month. Separately, Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense said an airstrike south of Kabul yesterday killed two Afghan soldiers and wounded five others. They said a joint team of Afghan and NATO officials has been set up to investigate the incident. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Consumer borrowing has risen to its highest level in more than 2 years. The Federal Reserve says consumer credit rose at an annual rate of $3.4 billion in October. That's the second straight monthly increase. University of Maryland economist Peter Morici says the rise in credit was led by a big jump in the category that includes student loans.
Lots of folks go back to school when unemployment is high, and to do that, they need loans. The federal government does provide means for people to get student loans, and that's part of the jump in consumer credit.
Morici says increased borrowing by consumers is not worrisome as long as it doesn't get out of hand. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.